The Duquesne Diet by Dr. Pierre Duquesne. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dedication. For Sasha and Maya, for Maya and Sasha, my two children, for the second life they have offered me, in return for the gift of life I have given to them. To Christine, my wife, without whom this endeavour could never have been imagined. To Sylvia and Morris, who still speak through me. Preface. A Decisive Encounter, or The Man Who Only Liked Meat. My first contact with obesity goes back to the time when, as a very young doctor, I was practicing general medicine in the Montparnasse area in Paris, while also specialising in neurology for paraplegic children in Garches, just outside the capital. At that time, one of my patients was an obese, jovial and tremendously cultivated publisher. I treated him regularly for a very trying case of asthma. One day he came to see me, and once he was seated comfortably in an armchair that creaked under his weight, he said, "Doctor, I have always been satisfied with your treatment. I trust you, and I've come to see you today because I want you to make me lose weight." In those days, all I knew about nutrition and obesity was what my teachers had passed on at medical school, which amounted to simply suggesting low-calorie diets and miniature-sized meals that in every respect looked normal.